This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. As fighting in Bakhmut and eastern Ukraine rages on, Ukrainian prisoners of war are returning home after an Easter exchange with Russia. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
A Kyiv top official says more than 100 Ukrainian prisoners of war, including soldiers, sailors, and border guards, are being released in a major Orthodox Easter arrangement with Moscow. While Easter celebrations in Ukraine are subdued for security reasons, dozens of families can now celebrate reuniting with loved ones captured during the Russian invasion. A presidential adviser says those released include troops fighting near Bakhmut, the mining city for months a focus of Russia's offensive. The number of Russians released is yet to be announced, but a video from the Wagner Group, a Kremlin-affiliated paramilitary force, shows Ukrainian prisoners of war being readied for an exchange. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Energy and environment ministers of the Group of Seven wealthy nations have met in Japan, saying there is an urgent need to end carbon emissions. Karen Chamas has the story.
The meetings in the northern Japanese city of Sapporo are aimed at forging a consensus on the best way forward ahead of the G7 summit in Hiroshima in May. At one of the meetings, U.S. Presidential Envoy for Climate, John Kerry, said there are some benefits to finding a solution to climate change.
It's also an opportunity economically, a huge opportunity for our countries to achieve better health, better security, cleaner air.
At the G7 summit last year in Germany, the country set a common goal of achieving a fully or predominantly decarbonized electricity supply by 2035. I'm Karen Chamas.
A fire in an apartment building in the historic Al Murar area of Dubai has killed 16 people and injured 9. You're listening to VOA News. A Sudanese medical group has said on Sunday that at least 56 people have been killed and about 600 wounded as Sudan's military and the Rapid Support Forces, or RSF, a powerful paramilitary force, fought for the second day. They fought in the capital of Khartoum as well as elsewhere in the country. During his visit to Vietnam on Saturday, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken commented on the situation in Sudan while fighting there was raising fears of a wider conflict.
It's a fragile situation. There are other actors that may be pushing against that progress, but this is a real opportunity to finally carry forward the civilian-led transition, and one that we and other countries are trying to bolster. So we're very focused on that, along with other partners.
On Sunday, the military ruled out negotiations with the RSF, calling for the dismantling of what it called a rebellious militia instead. An Italian charity has rescued 55 migrants in the central Mediterranean Sea on Saturday. According to the charity, among them were 3 women, 3 children, and 3 unaccompanied minors. The charity announced the safe haven assigned to them to disembark is Marina di Carrara in northern Italy. People rescued come from the Ivory Coast, Egypt, Eritrea, Nigeria, Palestine, Sudan, and Somalia. A new report from the National Urban League finds democracy for Black Americans is under attack. AP correspondent Julie Walker has the story.
The civil rights and urban advocacy group cites threats such as extreme views adopted by some local, state, and federal political leaders who try to limit what history can be taught in schools and seek to undermine how Black officials perform their jobs. One example, the vote this month by the Republican-controlled Tennessee House to oust 2 Black representatives for violating a legislative rule. The annual State of Black America report documents an increase in recent years in hate crimes, as well as attempts to make voting more difficult. It also cites examples of extremist views being normalized in politics, the military, and law enforcement. I'm Julie Walker.
Gunmen stormed a resort in central Mexico's Guanajuato state on Saturday, killing 7 people, including a 7-year-old child. The motive for the attack is not immediately clear. Drug cartels, however, have been battling in the region. For more on these and other top stories, visit us online at voanews.com. I'm Steve Karish, VOA News.